Lekula means that even though you don't have a blech, the fire is burning, you're allowed to do shiya. You're allowed to leave the pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos and close them on Shabbos, you're allowed to keep it there. Shiya is always mutter. The only time when he grew for ketum is only for chazor. The Mishnah is only talking about putting something back on top of the fire. For chasuri mechzura, I only have a kasha, what do we need two bubbles in the Mishnah for? Something is missing in the Mishnah, it should be like this. This is the way you should learn. But just to leave a pot from before Shabbos, even though it's not gorv, not kotim, it's mutter. We don't make the gzeres shem yachta b'cholim. Like we said time before, according to Chananya, since the meichel is k'meichel ben drusoi, it's already one half cooked from before Shabbos, so the next half will be finished very fast. So we're not afraid on Shabbos you'll hit the coals to burn better. It'll zicha be finished by itself. Something's missing. V'hochik toni. This shid of al shi we're talking about. Yeah, shi is not miracle vessel. Yeah, you're right. It's only messed up somebody sees you putting it on the blech. But it was there for me before Shabbos, about its mutter. You'll not only pots on the blech, on the fire before Shabbos. What?
According to this, it's not on the blech.
Yeah, right. Even on the thing itself, right. Abi, you didn't put it there now, it's mutter. But learn the name of the Haqqa tonight. Something's missing. Tony. If you made the fire with straw, you're allowed to put food even on top of it on Shabbos. There's no gzeres. I'm Mexican Mavashal. But if it was heated up with wood, then lo yachzer. You're not allowed to put anything on top of the kiro. Until first you push the coals to the side, or you eat in this apron, unless you put some apron on top of the coals. Abul is shoyis, this you have to put into the mission now. Abul is shoyis, but to leave a pot from before Shabbos on top of the fire, mashoyin, you're allowed to leave it there. Afal pi shein negarfiyein nekotim, even though there's no groove for the coals are there, nothing's pushed aside, and there's nothing covering the coals. Now, umahein mashoyin, in such a case, what are you allowed to leave on top of the fire from before Shabbos? Now it's back. Beshama says only hot water you're allowed to leave on a regular fire from before Shabbos. Avoloi tavshul, not a kugel. Even chamin v'tavshul you're allowed to leave on top of a regular fire from before Shabbos. Avi, it's only shia. There's no gzera shem yate b'gecholim. Now v'ha chazor, the yamri l'chor, that we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that chazor is also mutter, loved every hakul, it doesn't go according to everybody. El machloik is b'sham b'tilul. Even the chazor that's mutter after grew for ketumah is the machloik is b'sham b'tilul. She b'sham yarmim loitum loy machzirin. B'sham he says no, even though you made a grew for ketumah, even you put the blech on top, still you're not allowed to put something back. Chazor is always also. Because Beshami says that's no gzera. To make chazor on Shabbos, put something now, metchila, on top of the blech, looks like you're cooking metchila on Shabbos, that's awesome. Well, Beshil leimamath machzirin. Beshil doesn't make this gzera. Since you made a groove of the ketum here, either you push the coals on the side, or else you covered offer on top of the coals, so that the hecker now, people see that this is not the way to cook on Shabbos, so even though you put the pot of food back on top of the kiro on Shabbos, there's no gzera mechzik mevashel. Because everybody knows you're not cooking now. This is not the derech to cook. If you wanted to cook, you wouldn't make the coals on the side. You wouldn't have a ketumah on top of it. So the kids, so we're back to the original shayla. We don't have a pshitis to our shayla. What's pshat in the Mishnah? What's nageyah to is our shayla is shia mutter without anything. If you leave the pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos, that's mutter even without a blech. Or else no, even she alone also needs grufa ketumah. That's a shayla which Shem will see tomorrow morning. The shayla.
Start the Mishnah over again. Daf lamed vov on the baby's perakakira.
If you heated up the kiro with straw, then you're allowed to put a tavshul on top of it. That's what's negayat tos. If you heated up the kiro with wood or gefes, is either the pseilos Rashi says of shumshamin or the mechabes says of yushanim says it means the pseilos of zaysim that makes a good fire, is layitin. You're not allowed to put it on the kiro. Ad sheyigroif oyat sheyitin esayfer. Until you do one or two things. Either yigrof means you take the coals on the side, or some shita says you have to take most of them out, or else yiten efer, you put dirt, offer, dust on top of the coals, which makes the coals like go out a little bit cool. Then it's mutter to put into the kira.
Now the Gemara Shaila was what Pshat in the Reisha? Is the Reisha talking about Shia? That means you're not allowed to leave a pot on the fire from before Shabbos even, unless it's Gora for Kotum. Again, to us is, you can't leave a pot on top of the stove unless you have a blech, even though you're leaving it from before Shabbos. That's one Pshat in the Gemara, or else no. To leave a pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos, she is mutter according to everybody, even without a blech. The only Shaila is Chazorah. If you take it off on Shabbos, are you allowed to put it back on? To put it back on top of the fire, that's when you have to have the Mishnah's din of Grufa Ketuma. So that's the Shaila in the Gemara. Toshma, come now bring another Raya. Toshma, a few lines, 8-10 lines down. Toshma, the Yom Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Chelba said, Omer Rabbi Choma Bar Guria, Omer Rav, Lo Yishonu Ela Al Gabo. This is only, the Mishnah is only talking about Al Gabo. If you want to put the pot on top of the Kira, Avol Teicha, if you want to put the pot inside the Kira, then it's us. It's us according to everybody. That was Rabbi Chelba's halacha. Hey, it's the Mishnah that's matter is only matter to put it Al Gabo on top. But to put it L'Teicha inside is us. So Rashi, the third line, Rashi, the end of the third line, Lo Yishonu, Shayusa de Machnisen. That the Mishnah is matter, Elo al Gabba, it's only mutter to put on top of the Kira. The Lo Nofesh Havlo Kulihai, it's not so hot there. Alvo Toicha Yosa, but to put it inside the Kira, that's Avada Osa. Now the Kira itself was made like a deep, it could be it was a Kli, but it was put inside the ground, it was like a deep Kli. And on the bottom part of the Kira, you had the coals, and on top was with a pot. So the pot, either there could be a grate on top of the Kira, that you stand put the pot on top of the Kira altogether, or else, partially, you could put the pot, mamish, inside the Kira, laying on top of the coals even. So it's like Reb Chelboy, that the whole Mishnah is only mutter to put it on top of the Kira. But to put it inside the Kira, that's awesome. That's what Chelba said. Hey, the head of the Mishnah only goes on top. So the Gemara Zoy. If the whole Mishnah is only talking about to put something back on top of the oven and Shabbos, that's when you need the head of the Mishnah. If you want to leave it there from before Shabbos, that's mutter. The Mishnah is not talking about that. Hey, Shia is mutter to put a pot on top of the oven if before Shabbos is mutter, even without Grufa Ketuma. The Mishnah that says the heter, you need Grufa Ketuma, that's only Legeta Chazorah. That means if on Shabbos you took the pot off the fire, now you want to put it back on again on Shabbos, that's only mutter with Grufa Ketuma. If that's the pshat, Hainuai Bezoi Dishoni Ben Teuchel Yagaba. That's why it's very good by putting something back on Shabbos. There's an afkamina whether you're putting it toichoi mamish inside it, where your mamish is touching the coals, or else agaba, you only got to put it on top of the kira, not touching the coals. Eli yamrit l'shoyis tanan. But if the Mishnah is talking about no, even leaving the pot on top of the oven from before Shabbos, just shia leaving it there, you also need a grufa ketuma. The Mishnah is also only matter that where you put a grufa, either you put the coals out, or else you put offer on top of the coals. Obzoi mali toicha mali agaba. Obzoi zeir shverm. Meinav kemina from before Shabbos. If you put the pot on top of the kira, or you put the pot inside the kira. So talking about you made a grufa ketuma. You took out the coals, you put offer on top of the coals. So if we're talking about from before Shabbos, my nafkamina, if you put the pot on top of the coals, like inside the kira, what's wrong? It's before Shabbos. There's no shaila of touching the coals, of making it a havara. There should be no issa. As if we're talking about, the Mishnah's talking about chazara, about putting it back in the kira on Shabbos. There it's good. There's nafkamina. On Shabbos, you shouldn't touch the coals. You shouldn't put the pot on the coals. Mashenkin, if we're talking about erev Shabbos, making shia, leaving the pot from before Shabbos, my nafkamina, where you put it before Shabbos. And for the Gemara night, Misavrit Rechelba Aresha, who says Rechelba goes on the Resha of the Mishnah? His Kent Gans find the Resha of the Mishnah is talking about Shia. That's like talking about leaving there from before Shabbos. You also need Grufa Ketuma. If it's not Grufa Ketuma, you're not allowed to leave a pot on top of the Kira from before Shabbos. And it's Xeru Y, Shem Yachta Becholim. Maybe you to Becholim. But Reb Chelba is not talking about the Reisha. No, a Reisha koi a Sefer koi. I'll tell you, Reb Chelba is going on the Sefer of the Mishnah. The what? Or Beis Silu, Imran Beis Silu says, Af Machzirin.
Basilus mater, once you have grufa ktuma, you have like a blech on top of the oven, if you take apart the kettle of water off the oven, off the stove, you're allowed to put it back on again. Af machzirin. The Yomer Achilba and the Seifas din, that Basilus mater to put it back on top of the fire on Shabbos, Amarav Chamabaguriyo, Amarav, Loishonu Elo Agabo. On Shabbos is only mutter to put it on top of the kira, that you're not touching the coals itself. It's not a shiloh. You put out the coals, you make a chticho or havar in the coals. Avo teicha yosa. But on Shabbos, to put the pot back inside the kira where the pot is going to touch the coals on Shabbos, that's awesome. So the kitzah from the chelbos din, you have l'rayi, what's pshat now mishnah? Because now mishnah is a reisha and a seifa. So we're saying, good, Rav Chelba is not talking about the Reisha. The Reisha could be, as says now Mishnah, you're not allowed to even leave a pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos. Even she is also, unless you have a group for Ketumah. If it's talking about before Shabbos, what's Rav Chelba's halacha, might not come in the way you put it. The Teretz is the Chelba is talking about the Sefer, the Mishnah. That the Sefer, Zichah says, Beitzil was Mata Chazorah, you're allowed to put it on top of the fire. There it's an Afkamina. That you can put it back on Shabbos, even though it's Grufa Ketuma, it's only Mutter on top of the Kira, but not inside the Kira. So Rashi learns a little bit different here. What? There's a grate on top. You have like a pit on grate on top. Like the Kira itself is like a Kli that goes down, you know, like a square, comes down. So on top you have a grate that you put the Kira on top, you put the pot on top of it. You notice the pot is wider than the Kira itself. So Drashi, Rashi learns a little bit different. I said Tosis Pshat. Rashi learns, if the Mishnahs are even asked, if the Mishnah is only talking about Chazorah, about putting it back on Shabbos, but you're allowed to leave it on top of the oven, even though it's no grufa ktuma, afilu b'shem grufa, kida machzirin and lei chasurei, like we read in Miyash Pshan, the Mishnah chasurim echzera, v'rabi chelbei abazoy asher yusad l'shuyois, al shayna grufa koi. That's why Rashi learns the Havimina. Then it'll be good, Rabbi Chelbei is going, where mater shia, even without grufa ktuma. As if the Mishnah is only talking about Chazorah, so that means if you put the pot on the on the fire before Shabbos, you don't have to have a grufa ktuma. Oy bezoy, Rabbi Chelbei was talking about that. Haynu dishoni ben teichli agabo, dichi mashoyi l'teicho, dishen grufa mat min mamish b'remitz. As I learned Rashi in Upshad, that then we can understand Rabbi Chelbei's din, that if you even shia, you're believing the pot on from before Shabbos. But if you're going to put the pot mamish touching the coals itself, that's called hatzmona. And it's called hatzmona bedovra moisef hevel, that's also. We had before, we'll have later in the Mishnah. If you matmin, you make hatzmona, even from before Shabbos, you have a cholent pot, and you wrap it around with something that's moisef hevel, it's also to do it even from before Shabbos. Because we have the gzerah shemiyachta b'cholim. Maybe in the middle of Shabbos, you'll see the cholent's not doing so good, you can hit the coals. So let Rashi, you were in here also. Rashi's chiddush is that if you're going to put the pot on top of the coals itself, that's also called hatmona. Now, luckily, we don't hold like Rashi. We hold that even though the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's not called hatmona. Hatmona means the whole pot has to be covered all around. You have to wrap around something around the whole pot. So even though the bottom of the pot is touching the coals or sunk inside the coals, since the top of the pot has nothing on top of it, that's not called hatmona. That's what Taisla, that's the way we hold la locha. But Rashi is learning out that Rashi Shita is that if the bottom part of the pot is in the coals, that's called Hatmona. Like your matman, you're hiding the pot in the coals. So that Rashi, that's also to do even from before Shabbos. You can't put the pot on top of the coals itself even from before Shabbos. Because that's called you being making Hatmona with something that's being Moisef Hevel. Like in the Chol Moisef Hevel, Godom is there, you have the coals going. So that's why it's also. So let Rashi have me now. That's why it's good with Chelbet Halacha. But if the Mishnah is talking about no Shia, that means even to leave the pot from before Shabbos, you have to make a grufa ktuma. You have to take the coals out. So even for leaving it from before Shabbos, you have to take the coals out. Since you made a grufa, you took out the coals. From the boy Joimhu, nois to the toichoi, that you're putting it in, mali toicho, mali agaba, that's tavimino. If you took the coals out of the oven, so now there's no, it's not shaykhatmoner anymore, like Rashi learns before. It's vishloim, if you have the coals there, it's also to put it toichoi, because you're making atmoner. But if you say the Mishnah is talking about lishoyis, so even to leave it from before Shabbos, you have to take all the coals out. So you've taken all the coals out, or else you have the offer on top of it. So what kind of atzmona is there? Even if you're before Shabbos, you put the pot on top of the coals. What should be wrong? That's the kasha. The teretz is our ratios of trashi yad sheyigroif nein safe coin. Rabbi Chelb is going on the safer. The Ari bechazara is talking about putting it back on Shabbos. I'll tell you the ratio about she is mutter, whether it's inside on top of it, it's mutter. Of course, we're talking about you made a groove of tum already. You took out the coals. But an afgemeiner is chazara. Putting it back is also. So who would shver, what's wrong with putting it back on top of the coals? You made a groove of tum, you already took out the coals. Or else you already put offer on top of the coals. So what's wrong with putting a pot now inside toichoi? So you have to say it's mechzik mevashel then. If you put the pot inside the kira, where it's a derech bishel, then chazor is also on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Altam Chelboy is not mutter to put it mamish inside the kira, because that's mechzik mevashel. So that's what the Mishnah says, chazor is mutter. If you take something off, you're allowed to put it back, even though you made rufak tumah, it's only mutter to put back on top. Mashenkin, inside the kira would bother be also. The mice, we don't have this case by us, by our stoves. Because our stoves, we have the blech on top of the stove. So whenever you put the pot back, it's always putting on top of it. We never put it mamish inside the kirum. Ve'enachlam, according to Rabbi Chelbo, but also to put it back inside the oven would be also. Even our ovens is not the same thing. Because even our ovens also, all right, that's a different show. We'll see later about a tana. The vial on top, though, our tops, though, the blech on top is always called agabov. You're always putting it back on top.
That's the next one too.
Some leave over. I feel ketuma is also, you're putting offer on top of it, but it's still heavy there. There's still hate coming up. So the kids of our, we have no right. We're not pushing our shayla. It's not mukher what the Mishnah is talking about. Toshima, come and I'll bring another raya. The alocha beis kirois hamis emos. Ach, you have two kirois, like two of these ovens, like one next to another. You have one here, and one right next to it, right next to it. No, the vashet is the wall in between the two of them. Achaz gerufa ktuma, one of them you took out the coals or you put the offer on top of the coals. The achaz sheina gerufa v'yena ktuma. The second kira right next to it has the hot burning coals. Mamish burning, no gerufa, no ktuma. They're one next to another. Is what's the locha? Locha is ma'ashoyin. You're allowed to make shia, means leave it on top of the kira from before Shabbos. Agabe gerufa ktuma. Only on top of the one that's gerufa ktuma. The ain mashoyin, but you're not allowed to leave it on top of al shayna grufa v'yena ktuma. But on the one that's not grufa ktuma, the coals are burning hot, you're not allowed to leave it from before Shabbos. So you see, kala, even shia, is also to leave it from before Shabbos if it's not grufa ktuma. So this would be right at the pshat from the Reish and the Mishnah is talking about shia. Even leaving the pot from before Shabbos also, but Afka needs grufa ktuma. Without grufa ktuma, it's also. Now the Bryce explains, Omahei Mashoyin, now that we have Grufa Ktum on top of the one that you took the coals out to put the offer, what are you allowed to leave on top of it? Is Beishama Yermim Bulei Klum. And Beishama holds, no, there's no heter at all. Even she is also, no heter at all. So that's the Chur, not like our Mishnah. We'll soon see, there's two man Yermim here. Because our Mishnah, Koponim Beisil is Matachamin. At least hot water, he says, Lada Lake, make she leave it on the fire. Here, this Bryce holds, nothing is, everything is also according to Beishama. This is also a Meishita. That even according to Beisil, not like our Mishnah, it's only mutter to make shi on hot water. That doesn't need such a big bishul. We're not afraid to come to be master, hit the coals to grow big, make bigger. But if you're putting a tavshil, a kugel, or a food, then there's a gzera since it needs a lot of bishul, maybe before you come to hit the coals. Okar, Luisui took this pot, this chamin, the hot water off the blech, in the middle of Shabbos, is divrei hakol lo yachzer. According to everybody, there's no heter to put back on the blech. Divrei meyer. I say alfer meyer. It's not like our Mishnah. That's for meyer shita. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. No, shia. You're allowed to leave hot water on top of the blech from before Shabbos. Avoloi tavsho. That's good like our Mishnah. But a kugel, food, it's also to leave on top of the blech. Even shia is also according to Beishamai with a tavsho.
The Sillel says, no, she is mutabal. Zai chamen, zai tashla, vi, you have a group of tumba. You have a blech on top of the fire like we hold. You're allowed to leave from before Shabbos, kugels, chamen, and tashla. Beisham yomrim noitle navolei machzirin. He's Beisham holds this chamen that he's mutte matte to make shia. It's only mutte to leave it on the blech. But once you take it off the blech, you're not allowed to put it back on again. Ubesil yomrim af machzirin. Beisil holds no. Zai chamen, zai tashul. She is mutte. Who are then you're allowed to take it off the blech and you can put it back on the blech again. That's a Yehuda sheet. Yeah. So chura our Mishnah goes like a Yehuda. So the Gemara, Bishleim of our Mishnah, the Reish is saying, even for Shia, to leave it on top of the oven from before Shabbos, you need a group for Ketumah. We have a Kopur on the Yom, who our Mishnah goes like. That's this price, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda. That this price is saying cloth. When you have these two kiras, so I got with the kira that's not grufuk tuma, you can't put anything. Without a blech, you can't leave anything. What can you leave? Only the one that's grufuk tuma has the blech on top of it. And even there, you see, it's only mutter to put like Veshamai chamin, according to Vesilo both. So that's the resh of our Mishnah. So you see, then the resh of the Mishnah comes like Rabbi Yehuda, that lishoy is to leave it on the blech, on the fire from before Shabbos, you also need grufuk tuma. Eliyam, but if you're going to tell me, lahachzit tana, no, that our Mishnah comes out according to Chananya, that anything that's cooked, kamaychol ben drisoy, if it's at least if it's a half cooked from before Shabbos, you're allowed to leave it on top of the fire without a grufa k'tuma. Hey, even without grufa k'tuma, you're allowed to leave something on top of the fire. Or the zay masnisim mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Loi Reb Yehuda, Loi Reb Meir. Our Mishnah can't come out either of these two man diyamim. Because even according to Reb Yehuda, he's only matter to leave on top of the kira that's grufuk tumah, that has the blech on top of it. But the one that has no grufuk tumah, it's also to leave it from before Shabbos. Now if you can learn our Mishnah is matter to leave it from before Shabbos, and the Mishnah is only talking about chazorah, putting it back on Shabbos that you need a blech, who does our Mishnah go like? So the more... if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, Kashala Beishamay Bechoda. One thing is Shreya according to Beishamay Bechoda, because our Beishamay is Mate Chamin, and here it says everything is also. Ula Beisilu Batarti, and according to Beisilu, both things are Shreya. Because according to the Mishnah here, Shia is Mutter, and according to Beisilu here, Shia is also. So the Mishnah can't come out according to it can't come out. E Rav Yehuda. If you want to say Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, Kashi Grufa Ktumah. It's Vaita Shveron. Reb Yehuda and the Bryce is only Mutet to make Shia if it's Grufa Ktumah. If you covered up the coals or took the coals out, but without Grufa Ktumah, the Bryce is as close, it's also to leave something on top of the Kirun. And if you learn how Mishnah is only talking about Chazorah, that means Shia to leave it there from before Shabbos is Mutter, even without Grufa Ktumah. So the kids, if you want at that time our Mishnah for Shia, that to leave it on the blech, on the fire before Shabbos, you don't need anything, it's Shver, our Mishnah doesn't come out according to anybody. Have the Gemara name, Liyoylam Ali Abi Miyashiv this. Liyoylam May Malach Lahachta Tanan. I'll go Badafka to Kobi Miyashiv, that our Mishnah is only talking about Chazorah. That's where you need a blech, Grufa Ktumah. Venach Nami, where it's not Grufa Ktumah, even she alone is Mutter. Minagav, the top Taisa talk says here, Taisa says, Mishum, the Kaimalon Kichananya, Kumashvash, Vesh Hashem, Dochuk Lukma Mastisa Kavosei. The Mishnah, the Gemara's Kesed is always trying to be Miyashiv, that our Mishnah goes Lahatsu Tanan. That only Chazori need Grufuk Tuma. But Lishoyis, you don't need anything. Even though the Gereskin now, it'll be much easier to learn the Mishnah like that. It'll be much easier to say Pshan our Mishnah is even for Shiyam, you need Grufuk Tuma. Then you have an Ofen Reb Yehuda, it goes like that, it's very easy. But the Gemara say the once of Miyashiv, not like that, because we paskin like Hananya. That's Tois Peshitta, and we'll soon see in Amad Beis Rashi also paskins like that. And Lalocha, the Mechaba brings down both days, but we hold like the second day like Hananya. So we hold Lalocha, she is Mutter. If you have a cholent that's cooked, halfway cooked from before Shabbos, even if you don't have a blech, you're allowed to leave it on top of the fire without a blech. The only purpose of having the blech is for Chazorah. If you have hot water kettle and you want to take it off on Shabbos and be able to put it back again, that's all you have to have a blech. But without putting it back, if you just want to leave it there, just Shia, along with Takapast like Hananya, that Abida's thing is halfway cooked, you don't need a blech, even without Grufa Ktumah, it's Mutter.
So that's what I said. That's why the Gemara Gesed is always trying to be miyashiv according to Chananya. Like we're saying now, the Pshat and the Mishnah, when do we need a blech, grufuk tumah, is only talking about putting something back on the fire on Shabbos. When you took the hot kettle off the fire, if you want to put it back, it's only mutter with grufuk tumah. To leave it on top of the fire, it's mutter even without grufuk tumah. Our Mishnah doesn't come out like Remeya, doesn't come out like Rabbi Yehuda and Echnami. V'tana didan, savalach Rabbi Yehuda b'choda, he holds halfway like Rabbi Yehuda, or polaglav b'choda, and he dings like Rabbi Yehuda in one way. Savalach Rabbi Yehuda b'choda, v'cham v'tavshom. That v'sham, that the Beis Hillel is mater, when he's mater, even cham and tavshom both he's mater. V'noitlenu machzirin. And who are then you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech also. When you have roof of tumor like Priscilla, both are mutter. Zaya Tavshal, even a kugel, is also the mutter to put back. But our Mishnah, things are going to be heard in one punkt. Dilu Tana Didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, I said that's a new Tana, that's Rebbe. Sova Lishoyis, to leave it on top of the fire from before Shabbos, V'yafal Pi, Shein the Gora Pekotim, that it's mutter even without a blech. Without any putting on top of the fire, it's mutter. L'shoyis abiyah, put it there from before Shabbos. We don't have the gzera shem yachtim gecholam on Shabbos. We have Yehuda's sover. We have Yehuda, and the price goes up like our Mishnah. But l'shoyis, even to leave a pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos, nami gora for kotim in. If you make a groove or take the coals out of kotim and put offer on top of the coals or put out blech, that's when it's mutter. Eloi loy. If not, not. So the kitzur, the kimiyashiv, there's no stira to our Mishnah to learn like Chananya, and that's why so he learns that the Gemara is match like this, because that's talocha. That the Mishnah taker says you only need grufuk tumah by chazorah to put it back, but lishayit is mutter without grufuk tumah. And this brisa and echnami, our Mishnah things are on this brisa. He also gave you in one punkt and on the other punkt. Not the way Torah is done. That's the maskorna of the Gemara. We all like the second like Chananya, even though the Gemara itself is not really pushing the shayla. The Gemara lies by a suffix. So it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam sheet and the Rif sheet is we hold lechumra, that even lishoyis, even to leave a pot on the fire from before Shabbos also dafkan needs grufa ktumah. And that's the first sheet in the Mechaber. But then the Mechaber brings down the Yeshem, second sheeta, and the Ramah says that we kaimalon could deliver the second sheeta. Like third sheeta, we pass like Chananya lekula, that lishoy is just to leave it on top of the fire from before Shabbos, abi it's cooked halfway, it's mutter, without a blech. You only need a blech for the shayla of Chazara to put it back. Yeah, that will Hilchas Chazara we'll learn about more later, right? Yeah, the other Tanoim mean Chazara, right? You have to take it off with Das, I'm not to put it back again. We'll see Hilchas Chazara later. But point, whenever Chazara is mutter, it's vade only mutter if you have a blech. If you don't have a blech to put it back on top of the fire, that's awesome. Iboilu, for tomorrow new shayla now. Mahu lismoich bo. What about to put a pot near the kira? Not on top of the kira, but to be samach on the side of it, on the floor, right next to it. Mal lismach bo. Could you put a pot on the side of it? Toicho v'gaba or sadafka. The Mishnah's talking about putting a pot on top of the kira, or else inside the kira. That's where it's awesome. Because the zera shema yachta b'cholim. It looks like you're cooking, maybe yachta b'cholim. Abo lismach bo, but to put the pot all the way on the side of the kira, on the floor. Just next to the kira, shapidomi. There's no gzera shemiyachta b'cholim. It's not a derech bishul that way. I do malayshino. No, since what's your purpose of putting the pot near the kira koponim is that you want the heat from the kira to go through the wall of the kira into your pot. So before you have kavona, your pot should be heated up. So still, also there's the gzera shemiyachta b'cholim. That's a new shaila now. So Drashi, mal lismach. Kedera Eitzel Doifen Akira. Put a pot near the wall of the Kira. Belay Gerufa. You did not take out the coals of the Kira. Shakira Matatelesi or Mashiva Moisaga Bekarka. The Kira is a kli you can move. You put the Kira now on top of Karka. And right next to it on the side, on the Karka, you put your pot. Is Gaba means Uve Shiv Sohom. To put it on the sides, to put it on top of the Kira, on the thickness of the wall of the Kira. Or Kisu Shav Chalolo. Because you have a covering on top of the Kira. That's where it's awesome. Mashenkein, to put it on the floor, maybe it's Mutter. Or Dil Malashna, maybe there's no Chilik. Both of them is Mechal de Gzeir. Yeah. So the Mora Toshma, bring your Raya. Shtei before we had, Shtei Kirois, Hamasemis. If you have two kiras, two ovens, like one next to another, achas grufa ktuma, one of them you took out the coals, v'yachas shena grufa ktuma, one did not take out the coals. His mom is burning hot. Is my showing you allowed to leave the pot agabe grufa on top of the one where you took out the coals, the ktuma? Yeah. V'yafa gav the kosolik lehavola midach. The chura, how you let him leave it on top of the kiro? That's grufa ktuma, but I call upon him right next door. You have the next kiro there that has the coals mamish burning away. So if you're going to say lismach to put a pot on the side of the kiro is also also, that means since the heat is coming from the burning hot coals, it's also, so here also it should be also. How are you allowed to put your pot on top of the kiro? That's grufa ktuma. Good, this kiro right now has no coals in it, not burning hot. But right next door to it, the next kiro has coals burning hot. See, if you can say there's a gzera, kafort, whenever you're using heat from burning coals, even on the side, it's also, here also it should be also. And the Gemara, no, I'll tell you chilek. Dilma shana yosam kiva de midlay sholet beyavira. It's a little bit different. Here we're talking about you have two kiras, one next to another. When you put it on top of this kira, there's avir. There's air in between. They're going to have this air here. And then it goes into the next kira. So there's a little chilek. Like you have the hot coals here, and you have the next kira here, and your pot is on top. So there's a lot, it's on top of the fire, like it's on top of the both kiras. So here, since there's avir in between and there's no coals underneath, that's where Ramata. But smicha means right next to the burning coals, right outside, you put the pot. There's no avir in between, there's no air in between. So maybe there we do make a gzera. There it looks more like you want to make a bishul, and we have a gzera, shemiyachta, b'gecholim. So the Gemara name. Hosam, shani yosam, kiva de medlaya, which picked up a little bit the pot, sholat by avir. So Drashi. The pot is on top of the second kira. So maybe there it's mutter. Mashenka, to put the pot right on the floor next to one kira, since the kira is not grufa ktuma, maybe it's also. Toshima, to Yomarav Safa, Yomarav Chia. Kitmo, if you put the offer on top of the coals. You had a kira that was burning with coals, and you put offer, you put dirt on, dust on top of the coals. Vinislapsa. And later, a few minutes later, the coals mamzer came red hot again. His first, when you put the dirt on top of it, it like cools it off a little bit. But later, after a while, the dirt just fell aside, and the coals burnt up again. Is the halacha soimchim lo, you're allowed to make a smicha, you're allowed to put a pot right next to these coals. You're allowed to have a shia, you're allowed to still leave something on top of these coals. You can even take something off and put something back. If you say this, once you made a ktuma, like you make a hecker, you magala das, you don't want to make good bishalir, even if later the hecker goes away and the coals burn up again, it's still considered like the ktuma is there. So melu tzmuta. Avakoponim shema mina lismech nami, that you're allowed to make a smichem, because here you can put the pot right next to it. Because here would be matter even chazorah gufer is muta. It does something more right away. And kitmo in, it's a chortzadiyah, kitmo in, loy kitmo loy. Even to make a smicha, when is it mutter? Even to make a smicha, to put the pot next to the kira, when is it mutter? Only if you made a ktuma. Only if you go forward, put some offer on top of the coals. But mashmir, if you didn't put any offer on top of the coals, you have a good burning kira, smicha is asin. Now here the raya is, now this is a good raya. Even to make smicha, the bryce says mutter only because you made a ktuma. You put offer on top of the coals. Ma'amashm, if you put no offer at all, it's also even smicha. So the Gemara, ulatayim nechav akash on you. Noit l'mimeno, that's what says you can take off it. Tiktoni kitm in, loy kitm loy, that even to take something off to make shia, it's only with ktumar also, is that true? We're learning now, we want to say, not like that, like Chananya koponim, she is mutter, even without grufa ktuma. So how come the Braisa Dafka says kitma? Ela tona, the pshat from our Braisa is noitle mishum achzirin. The Braisa's whole chiddish is machzirin. It says you're allowed to leave it there to tell me the chiddish that if you take it off, you're also allowed to put it back again. So that's it. Hochinami, tona soimchi mishum mekayomim. I'll tell you, avada smich is mutter, even if you didn't make a ktuma. Even if you didn't put out the coals at all, the coals are burning hot, smicha right next to it is mutter. Why does the Braisa have to say ktuma for? Because it wants a fear right that if you made a ktuma, even though the coals burn up again, you shouldn't make a
Chazor is mutter. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ve'nachnami, for smicha would be mutter even without a group with a tuma. So the more hoki hashe, what's patsushtel is thus? Hosom neutlenu machzirin v'chadamokimu. Bishleim neutlen to make a shiur, or else machzirin, we say you're allowed to put it back on top of the coals. It's one mokim, it's one place. On top of the kiro, you should know this kiro. Since you made a ktuma, you're allowed to say, leave it there. And who will then, if you take it off, you're allowed to put it back again. Semele tonne neutlen mishum machzirin. I tell you, it tells the chiddush of neutlen mishum machzirin. Elohocho soim chen b'chad mokim. To make smicha is one place. Where do you make smicha on the kira? The smicha is right next to the kira, not on top of the kira, it's right next to it. To mekayim to say that she is mutter. Where do you make yeshia? Yeshia you make on top of the kira. So b'zoy there's no sushtel. So l'chur it's a kasha. L'chur will be a raya that the only time smicha is mutter, only if it's ktumah. If there wouldn't be ktumah, even smicha would be yasa. Because it's shver to say it says smicha otu mekayom matap. They're two different places. So chur will be more master for this rice to even to make a smicha. To leave the pot on the side of the oven, it's only where there was a group of ktumah. For the gemara my heavy law, what's the maskana though? How do we pass them about this le shaylam? Toshima, I bring you a ferish of rice. Kiro shesiku begefus of yetzim. A kira that was heated up with gefes, the pseudos of shumshimim, or else eitzim, good wood, is soimchim lo, state klos, michwes muta, even without gruf of tumah. If you have a burning kira, you're allowed to put a pot on Shabbos right next to it, michwes muta. V'yein mekayomim, but you can't make shi on top of it. Elim ken gruf of tumah. At this price, I call upon him goes like the shita, that gruf of tumah you need even for shia. For Mekayomim to leave it on, even before Shabbos, there's only mutter with Ruf Ketumah. For Akoponim, it says, Klos, Soimchin is mutter. Now, a new aloha. Gecholim, Shamamu, Gecholim, that's going out. You have the hot coals, and they're on the way going out. Oy, Shenosan, Alehen, Urash, Opishin. Or else, on top of good burning coals, you put pieces of flax, raw flax, you put on top of it. Daka, thin pieces of flax. Harehi Ketumah. That's also called Ketumah. That on top of such coals that are going out, or you put Nurish or Pishtin, you're allowed to make a Shia. Shia is mutter.
Is the Nosan
Leah
going on Amamu or even
Stam? On both, either one of these two things. Either Amamu or else or you put the Pishtin.
Okay.
That's called like Ketumah. That has been as if you made a Ketumah. Om Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeni, Om Rav Yishia. Kitmah. Luyitsuya, you had this Kira that was burning coals, and you put Ofer on top of the coals. So now it's mutter, either even Chazor is mutter, and like the Chan now Mishnah, one man the Yomah, even Shia is mutter, needs Ketumah. Navhuvaro, right there, a few minutes later, the coals start to burn up again. Is what's talocha? Do we say the Ketumah as if it's not here anymore? Or no, once you made a Ketumah, you put Ofer on top, then once you add the Heker, it's enough. Is Mashoin Oleh Chamin? Shehuchmu Kortzorkun. You're allowed to leave on top of it. She is still muta, providing the chamim was huchma kol sorkun, v'tavshol shavishol kol sorkun, providing it was cooked kol sorkun.